I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we are going to head into the beauty shop so we can hear what our panel of women commentators have to say about Rush Limbaugh's comments about a Georgetown law student. And we'll talk about a new study exploring whether contentment is or is not connected to the waistline. That's coming up next. But first, we need to talk Super Tuesday. In the run-up to the biggest night of primaries so far, President Obama was asked if he had any advice for GOP candidate Mitt Romney.
What would you like to say to Mr. Romney?
Good luck tonight.
Now, whether it was that good word from the president, luck or bucks, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won 6 of 10 states, although he pulled out a squeaker in one of the most important, Ohio. We wanted to talk about last night's results, so we've called upon two of our regular voices on politics. Corey Elans is a former White House communications advisor for the Obama administration. He's currently a senior vice president with the strategic communications firm Vox Global. Ron Christie is a former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney and President George W. Bush. He is now the founder and president of Christie Strategies. That's a media and political strategy firm. Welcome back to both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Always good to be back.
Always a pleasure.
Well, let's start with Mitt Romney. I have a little bit of tape from his speech last night. Let's take a listen.
Tonight, we're doing some counting. We're counting up the delegates for the convention, and it looks good. And we're counting down the days until November, and that looks even better.
So, Ron Christie, what about that? I mean, he seems to be making the argument, kind of subtly here, but kind of more aggressively through surrogates, that this is really over now.
Well, I don't know that it's over, but it's certainly the sort of air of inevitability is returning once again to Governor Romney. You know, with his victories last night, 6 of the 10, and by looking at this strictly as a numbers game, Michelle, it's harder for me to see how a Rick Santorum or a Speaker Gingrich continuing to place second in key contests can get enough delegates by the time that the nomination convention comes around to overtake Mitt Romney. So it's not over yet, but it's looking more and more like it's Governor Romney's to lose.
Corey, what do you think?
Well, I think that Mitt Romney continues to struggle with this whole notion of him being the front runner. He continues to occupy that space from a monetary standpoint based on the financing of his campaign, but he can't get over the hump of really taking on the notion of being the presumptive nominee. He's just not there yet. This may be over mathematically, but this is where perception matters in this race. And as long as Romney continues to limp along, he's going to have a really hard time once he actually becomes the nominee and we get to the fall race.
I should have mentioned that Corey Elans is struggling with a little bit of hoarseness here, I think from yelling at the TV last night, but I'm not quite sure whether you were cheering or
who. Santorum in Tennessee was good. I thought that was a good thing, so I was excited about that.
As an Obama man.
But
Ron Christie, take on Corey Elans' point for a minute. He's saying that perceptions matter. Why do they matter if he's got it locked up from a delicate standpoint? If the roadmap is such that none of the other contenders can win, do perceptions matter? And if so, how?
Well, perceptions do matter, Michelle, and I think Corey's right on this point. In politics, when you're explaining, you're losing. And Romney's folks are out explaining that he's the inevitable front runner. They're out explaining that the mathematical equation for the other candidates to catch up to their guy just doesn't add up. But the fact of the matter is, Governor Romney is, my friend Mike Murphy said this morning, he needs to stop being so much of a marketer and he needs to start acting like more of a leader. Assume the mantle, take on the status of being the front runner, and let other people catch up to you as opposed to saying, well, we're just plodding along. And I like Governor Romney a lot, but he's got to step his game up a little bit.
Corey, as a former member of the Obama administration and obviously a committed Democrat, how are Democrats assessing all of this? Because there are two different views here. On the one hand, many people say this is great for the Democrats because the more the Republicans talk, the less people like them. And that seems to be consolidating kind of the Democrats around the president, even people who have had issues with him. The other point of view is that, you know, they've aired out all of the potential negatives so that by November it won't matter. People will have heard it all. What view do you take of this?
Well, the latter point you make is the one that Democrats used 4 years ago when they talked about the race between Clinton and Obama. That was actually true then because you had a very high level of enthusiasm for both candidates. The challenge now with Mitt Romney is that he's having some real issues with the base of his party. The fact that if you take a look at the southern states, he lost Oklahoma, he lost Tennessee, of course he lost Georgia. But even if you look at Ohio, if you know the map, the political map in Ohio, the rural portions are very much like the South. They have that very same tone, the very same tenor. middle-class, working-class Americans who are inclined to be towards evangelicals. And so the fact that he can't lock down that very important base in his party is very troublesome for him. And that's, I think, how Democrats are really looking at this.
Well, but is there any chance that these voters would actually vote for Mr. Obama? So what's
well,
the problem?
Well, the bet is always that they'll come home in the fall, but right. That's the same bet they made for John McCain, and we see what that got him.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're trying to unpack last night's results from Super Tuesday. That's the biggest night of primaries in the race so far. With us, Corey Elans, a former White House communications advisor for President Obama, and Ron Christie, Republican strategist, former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about President Obama, who just happened to have a press conference on the Super Tuesday afternoon. What timing? And he this first press conference of the year and highlighted some of his administration's economic initiatives. And we'll just play a short clip.
Businesses have created about 3.7 million new jobs over the last 2 years. Manufacturers are hiring for the first time since the 1990s. The auto industry is back and hiring more than 200,000 people over the last few years. Confidence is up and the economy is getting stronger.
And, of course, you know, the president went on to talk about the fact that a lot of people are still out of work. And I have to note that he's also been doing a round of, you know, interviews with, you know, sort of key leaders like the African-American talk show host Steve Harvey, talking about the fact that people he knows that there are still issues and people still need jobs. And he understands that. But I'm wondering, Ron Christie, the Republican argument seems to hinge on the argument that things are still really bad and we can't take more of this. Is that a winning argument, given that the fundamentals do seem to be moving in the right direction?
The fundamentals seem to be moving in the right direction, but they haven't moved quickly enough for the American people. If you look at the real unemployment rate, when you factor in folks who have been either reduced to taking part-time jobs or those folks who have left the workforce altogether, you're talking 2 million people who have left the workforce since the president took office. His stimulus projections didn't come through as planned, and I think his foreign policy is a disaster. So Republicans are not just saying Obama is bad, look at us. Republicans are putting forth a very clear and consistent message as to why their vision, their articulated leadership, and the desire they'd like to take the country is better than the president's. I think that's a strong record to run on.
Corey Elans?
Well, I tell you, I disagree with several points that Ron just made, but I'll make the broader point.
You can
point.
Say it, all of them.
Well,
I mean,
no,
you
no,
have to be
not
the
all,
Bush.
Just but several. But I will say this. This race is beginning to take on the tone very much like the 96 campaign between Clinton and Bob Dole. You had Bob Dole, who was the presumptive nominee, who limped into the race and who eventually got beat by President Clinton. But the reason President Clinton beat him, even though Clinton seemed to be very vulnerable, having come off a very bad health care fight, having endured some other challenges during his presidency, during the first term, is because he began to talk about his record in a way that was resonant with the American people and with voters. In this case, that's exactly the clip you just played is an exact example of what the president should be doing now and as he leads into this fall campaign. All the level of success that he's had, but also noting there's a lot of pain that's still out there and we have more work to do. But this is definitely not the time to change horses in the middle of the race.
Would it be fair to say that his tone now represents, in fact, a communications failure from the past and that he should have been highlighting these issues all along and drawing a contrast all along? I mean, obviously, when he does that, there are those who say, oh, he's campaigning, he's being partisan, he's being political. But the question I have for you now is the tone he's taking now represent sort of an implicit criticism of the tone he's taken all along?
I'll have to get that question because of my previous position in the administration. And what my answer is generally, you have to build a record. I mean, when you come into office, the only thing you have are the promises that you made during your campaign. The next thing you have to do is to work on fulfilling those promises. And if you look at the record that Obama has developed over the past 3 years, he's fulfilled many of his campaign promises. Some of them have fallen to the wayside, and we hope that he has a chance to pick them up later, immigration being one of those. But if you look on the whole, and again, look at where we were economically on the brink of economic collapse and where we are now on a full-throated recovery, unlike myself, then we're definitely moving in the right direction. And he can talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, I need to save just a minute for you to address a point that Ron Christie made. He used the word disaster to describe President Obama's foreign policy. And that is the tone that many of the candidates have taken, you know, the Republican candidates have taken, really all of them, I would say, on the campaign trail. I'd like you to address that for a minute. I'm sure Ron can elucidate further what he means by that, but he used the word disaster.
Sure.
What do you say to that?
I think we need look no further than to what the president said yesterday during the press conference. In other words, I'm the person who is serving as commander-in-chief right now, who's had to send troops into battle. I'm the person who called on the hit on Osama bin Laden, the most wanted terrorist in the world. I'm the person who has guarded the gate against all manner of attacks against the United States since I've been in office. This is not tiddlywinks. This is serious business. And it's very easy for candidates to say what they would do and the posture and to beat their chest. But at the end of the day, these are very, very serious issues that he's dealing with. And you also have to make the assumption that as president of the United States, he may know a few more things that are going on behind the scenes that you don't as a candidate. So not disastrous at all. He's been a strong leader domestically and on a foreign policy level, and I think he's exactly where he needs to be.
Well, we gave Ron the first word, so Corey, we're going to give you the last word, you know, hoarse as you may be on this round. More to come. Corey Elins is a former Obama White House communications advisor. He's currently a senior vice president with the strategic communications firm Vox Global. He was here with us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Ron Christie is the founder and president of Christie Strategies. That's a media and political strategy firm. He's also a former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney and President George W. Bush, and he was with us from our bureau in New York. Gentlemen, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Be
well.